Thanks for downloading the Son Ranto Show for early and ad-free access to the Son Ranto Show, including a ton of great perks and our Discord server. Please subscribe at patreon.com/sunranto for as little as a dollar a month. There are free trial memberships available. patreon.com/sunranto. Don't make me tell you again.
Cubby blue blood flowing through our veins. Sitting in the bleachers in the rain. We've shed a million tears and drank as many old style beers out at the game. Let's go, Cubby, Sunranto. Sunranto. Sunranto and the lovable loser. Sunranto. Sunranto. Sunranto and the lovable losers. Sunranto.
Sunranto!
Hey, welcome to the Sunranto Show. It's like a Cubs fan punch in the face. Hey, my name's Danny Rocket. That is the Cubs fan you just heard screaming in your ear. And just let's get this out of the way. Infield Fly Girl is unfortunately not here tonight, but we are streaming on her Twitter because I forgot to unstream it on the Twitter before she told us she couldn't be on. She's feeling a little bit under the weather this evening. But thank you all who are tuning in tonight. Please hit like and share, and let's have everybody join the party. Just like 109 of our Patreon supporters who bring you this show are doing right now. So they're
and those are our favorite. The favorite people, all the people out there, if you are giving money, I want you to know we like you better. That's just the facts, people. We like the people better who show us the enthusiasm for this show by giving us even a dollar a month.
And that's all it costs. And I'd like to thank Will, Ryan, and Ann, who have joined on just this month, plus our super duper ranters, who are Blake Beards and his magical tickets down the third baseline, Rogue Wave Creative for your graphic design needs, and Mike Waller and the Cubs PS Plus podcast. And also our Patreon prize of the month sponsors, Matt Kammerer's permanent paintings and In the Clutch shirts, which we are both wearing In the Clutch shirts right now. I could tell you are. I freaking love the Browns twirling.
Look at that. And look, I want everybody to know I need to lose some weight. I really do. But this shirt looks fucking like I'm digging. Like when you put on a shirt and it hides some of the stuff that you don't want people to see. Yeah, that's a shirt you want to buy, right? That is money well spent. And if you use the Sunranto code at checkout, you save 10%, which I did.
Yeah. Even Sunranto can save at Sun with the code Sunranto. It felt a little weird doing it. I was like, oh, we save $3 and we get $3. It felt a little dirty. I felt like I was double dipping, like I voted twice, like I did in the 2020 election. Oh my God! Did I say that out loud? Oh, sorry. Just kidding.
I didn't realize you're a Republican.
Yeah. So I'm also wearing an In the Clutch shirt, and this is a brand new In the Clutch drop, which is I'll show it to you, but I'm going to put the graphic on the screen. Check this sucker out. It's specifically for opening day. They have a bunch of different teams. But this is, opening. This is the Dookie design from Green Day's Dookie.
I was just going to say it looks like the Green Day album art.
Yeah, but instead of here, let me put up the actual artwork so you can kind of see a little bit better how this looks. I just shared the image here. And so you can see that it's got the W flag on it. It's got this for the podcast listeners, the Chicago, the famous Chicago theater sign. And where it said Green Day in the original Dookie album cover, it says opening day in the same kind of font. And it's exploding just like Green Day was, except for there's a baseball and the Sears Tower and the bean. Although, doesn't the bean kind of look like a massager?
It does. A very nice one. I would call it a magic bean for maybe a Jolly Green Giant.
I found one of those in my aunt's drawer one time. I was like, oh, a neck massager. Look at this.
No, and you know what's awesome about this shirt this year? Green Day is playing Wrigley Field in August.
Yeah, very
so cool. You could show up with this badass Dookie Wrigley Field Chicago shirt, and everyone there is just going to be like losing it, wondering where you got it.
Yeah, well, and you can tell them in the clutch, and you can also tell them that you used code SUNRANTO, and you saved 10%. If you're nasty like that. But go to intheclutch.com/sunranto, pick up all your shirts. And also obvious shirts. They've got Ranter shirts too. I'm not a one shirt kind of guy. I like to spread around the love. So what else do we have to? Oh, hashtag chance in the chat. That's a thing we do to start the show. If you would like to win a Frank Chance postcard sent to you by me with a message of love and doom, you just go hashtag chance in the chat. And just like Captain Charisma did, just like Alex Anderson did, just like Chris Salato did, they all said hashtag chance in the chat. Thank you for showing up here tonight. Like and share. And because we love you. And let's talk about the Cubs. Wow, this is the fastest we've ever talked about the Cubs.
I don't think it's the fastest we've ever talked about the Cubs, but, you know, it's exciting right now. And, yeah, we want to get into the Cubs talk as soon as possible. Normally, in the off season or last year when they just kind of sucked and we didn't talk about a lot, but.
Well, now there's a ton to talk about. I like what Patrick says here in the chat. He says, I'm just going to say it. Did the Cubs possibly get the better deal with Imanaga than Yamamoto? Hashtag irresponsible speculation. Hey, I'm with you, Patrick. I'm thinking Cy Young, strikeout king. I mean, 9 today, dude. 9.
Oh, and Justin Steele did that just – yeah, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, he got 9 strikeouts. This weak contact team is sitting people down with no contact whatsoever right now.
And that's the thing that we were missing last year more than anything, I feel, is that strikeout stuff. And if you're going to get it out of somebody like Imanaga, who is known for striking out a lot of guys in Japan. So this is not, it's technically foreign to him, but it's not. Striking out people is not foreign to him. And it's just nice to see. But I did want to start with just a few stats. And I know I don't want to bog the show down with stats or anything. But I just thought we were halfway through spring training. It might be worth taking a little more than half, taking a look at where the Cubs sit right now. They have a winning record, which we all know that's no good. What are they, 12-7 right now? That is not good. Just remember, the 2016 Cubs, what were they, 8 under or something? They sucked.
They were bad. They were under 500 for sure.
But right now, offensively, the Cubs are 9th in OPS this spring. They are 3rd in home runs, which, you know, Cactus League, thin air. But their average in walks, they're 14th. The 4th most strikeouts out of the offense. They're striking out a lot. But they've been stealing a lot of bases. 8th most, top 3rd of the league. Pitching-wise, they're 9th in team ERA at 3.91, 11th in strikeouts, the 3rd fewest walks issued, and the 8th fewest home runs. So, you know, mixed bag. But let me
put something in perspective here for people who, you know, haven't been around us that long. What we're talking about by winning spring training is bad. Right? Because generally what that means is all your best players are playing all the time, and because you don't have a very good team, and the teams that have really good teams, they just play their kids all the time because their lineup is set and they're ready to go. But this year it's sort of flipped on its head. The Cubs are actually doing well because their minor league was kicking ass early in spring training. You know what I mean? Like, normally that's not what happens.
Well,
but they came out just firing.
They came back and won a couple games too with the kids as well.
Yes.
I think one of the fly the tees was because the kids came back and won. And that, I think that's the difference you're seeing this year. And the stats mean nothing. The wins mean nothing. It does not matter. Nobody remembers spring training stats, but I do kind of like what I'm seeing out of the team. Like, they, you know, we were texting about it today.
Shota Imanaga in there, 9 strikeouts. And here's a Chris Kempka, who I used to work with over at NBC Sports. He tweeted this out today. Shota Imanaga has struck out 19 of 41 batters he's faced this year. That is a 46.3% strikeout rate, which is obviously completely sustainable, no doubt in my mind.
Always, always. There's no reason that he can't throw 9 to 10 strikeouts every single game.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll just happen.
Not every single game break Kerry Wood's record is really what I'm more looking forward to.
Well, you know, there was another thing today. I was watching the game and I'm listening to Cliff and Cole, who were the announcers for the game on TV today. They were talking as well. Shota has a reputation for being a fly ball hitter, right? That's what we all heard. And it was a slight concern, right? It's like a minor concern, but it's just something that people noted. But this spring, he's been getting a lot of, they were mentioning he's been getting a lot of ground balls and a lot. I mean, he is still giving up fly balls. Of course, they all do. But he's been getting a higher rate of ground balls than they were expecting, which, okay.
I don't think any of that matters. They're just fucking blah, blah, blah. I try to fill freaking 2.5 hours.
Like, I'm with you, man. But look, if the guy comes out and we're expecting fly balls and we're getting grounders, I mean, he doesn't have to like become a ground ball pitcher. That's not what I'm saying. But if he's got a higher rate of ground balls than we were expecting, that's going to be good for him.
Yeah, as long as they don't hit him to Christopher Morel, we should be okay. And then I do Pitching Ninja, and I thank him for Rob Friedman for cutting up this video. He's got the out pitch of all of Shota's strikeouts. So I stole that video, and I'm going to share it with you now because, hey, artists steal.
I'm trying to get big league hitters out in the major leagues.
There it is.
Hails from Delaware.
Down the middle.
Hesitation right there at the top.
Down the middle.
Of his windup
thing. This down low.
This whole with camp for him is strikeouts.
Hey, I love that. That just lets me know that they're loose. They're comfortable.
Another dirty pitch. Then a high Tai Chi struck him out. Outside corner. Fooled him with that. Struck him out.
But I want you
another
to hit the
splitter.
Ball. They're missing pitch.
Outside corner.
If you're Craig Counsell, you'd rather see.
Right down the middle he had him missing because he changed speeds. So yeah. The point I want to make with this is, you know, I'm not going to call all those his out pitch, especially like the one down the middle that the guy just missed. Like, hey, I threw it slow down the middle and that's
well,
my
out. But if it was set up, like what you said, he changed speeds. If it's set up and you throw it down the middle and he swings, you know, a second too early, then he's got no chance. Like that's a good thing. So I think you're safe in saying they're all his out pitch.
Well, and this is actually the thing that I noticed when I watched video of him pitching in Japan, is that he was getting guys out in a lot of different ways. And, you know, as I said, like I was calling the pitches as they were, there's the low, there's the sinker, there's the outside soft stuff, there's the fastball down the middle, there's the high cheese, and it was all getting guys out. 9 strikeouts. Like, you know, it's one thing if I would have been impressed if he had a strikeout an inning, 4 strikeouts, yeah. And I would have been like, great. But instead, he had 9, and that is, that should excite us all. And it's going to need to because we're down a pitcher. Jameson Taillon is hurt. Everybody's been talking about it. This happened a little bit ago. I don't want to belabor the point that at least it only seems to be not his arm. It's his back. But he was already dealing with a calf thing, and we just haven't seen him at all. He's warming up, and then he died. He unfortunately died right there in the bullpen. They had to carry him off his dead body.
Now, here's a bonus. Here's the silver lining in the Jameson Taillon injury. Last year, he started the season, and he was not good. And then he injured himself, and he kept pitching, and he was even worse. And the Cubs lost games early, badly, that he was pitching. He went on the IL. He fixed himself a little bit, got back. And then, while he was never great, he got better throughout the season. So, honestly, if he's going to get hurt, do it now. do it right away so that he doesn't give up those 4 or 5 losses early in the season. He gets himself back together and then comes in maybe in May, you know, and it's just kind of, which is about the time that one of your young guys, maybe people start to figure him out, and then you bring somebody else in. Like, I'm just saying, if you're looking for a silver lining, Tyone get hurt early before you can cost us real games.
Well, not only that, I mean, you just don't want a guy to go out there too quickly and hurt himself more because, you know, there's nobody else to fill the spot. And luckily for us right now, there's quite a few guys that fill the spot. I saw Kaplan saying that, oh, come on, Cubs, don't be idiots. Go out there and get Jordan Montgomery. And I'm like, there's a couple reasons that, I mean, I'd love to have Jordan Montgomery is a great pitcher. That'd be great. Go get Jordan Montgomery. Fine. But I don't think it's necessary to I still feel confident without Jordan Montgomery going into the season. First of all, there's a bunch of off days right at the beginning. So if Tyone misses a spot, a start or two, it's not the biggest deal in the world. Maybe one guy's getting a start, maybe two. That's if it's 2 weeks. If you get into it even further than that, that's not a big deal either. Because you're looking at Wicks has looked great this spring.
Yes.
For the most part, he's looked really good. Let's build upon this. I like what he's doing. But you have him definitely in the spot. You've got Imanaga, of course. Steele, who's the opening day starter. Hendo, who has gotten off to a little slow start, but you trust that he's going to be ready by opening day to take that third or fourth spot. And then you've got Assad, Brown, Wisniewski, and dare I say it, another lefty, Drew Smyly, that could take the starts. And that's not such a huge step down that you're like, oh, no, Jed Hotzeng's out there giving up dogs.
Right. Or you plan for piggyback starts where those guys all act as long men and you can just do three innings, and then you go to your bullpen sort of a situation, you know? There are many options.
What Patrick says in the chat here, Tyone's back is sore from carrying all of Cotton's love around all the time. He was your favorite last year.
Yes. Yes. It is funny. I didn't have to work very hard to be the only guy who liked Tyone last year, who gave him any sort of like love at all. I was it. I was the guy. Well,
at best, he was boring. Jeff Berta asks, who do you guys think starts the home opener? It's already announced. Steele is doing it. Yeah. So
Getting that opportunity, as he should. Yeah. Last year, he was the best pitcher they had right up until September.
Yeah, and then he kind of ran out of steam. But he's looked okay this spring, too. His ERA is kind of high. I'll put up some of the... This is going to get really small on the screen really quick. It's hard to see, but Wicks has actually taken I've had this sorted by innings pitched as I put up the pitching stats for the Cubs right now. Wicks and Hendricks, surprisingly, have taken the most innings. Justin Steele getting struck, also stretched out. Imanaga up there, Wisniewski up there he's got an 8 ERA. Smyly getting stretched out, Brown. These are all the guys taking the most innings. And, Michael, you commented to me today in the text, you're like, man, aren't these guys getting stretched out a little bit sooner than maybe in the past?
You know, It does feel like that, and maybe I'm misremembering what was going on in years past, but the season does start on the 28th, and actually Jeff Berta and David Lieb and Bleacher Bum, like everybody's telling me, we misread that question. Who's getting the home opener start? And that's 3 days later. So
it's 3 days later. So it's probably Hendo.
Right. It's 3 days later. It's yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to make Imanaga do it. Let him open on the road. It's too, it's hard. It's hard to be a new Cub at Wrigley Field. Everybody
that is interesting.
Like a fool around you.
Yeah, that is interesting. My guess is that, I don't know, but I could totally see Hendo getting start in game two. It's the day off, right? You get this because they always have days off for no apparent fucking reason. You get the opener and then a day off. You know, I don't know. I could see maybe Hendo going that day.
Hendo pitches great at Wrigley. You know, his splits are ridiculous at home. I think Hendo. That's my prediction.
Better, no, and you totally changed my mind. You're right. You're absolutely right. He's better at home. And why not? Like, he's our last connection to the 16 team. So, and this is maybe going to be the last chance he gets to do that home opener start.
And so let me put up the April schedule, March, April schedule, I should say, real quick. So everybody can take a look at it. You see that you've got a day off on the April 4th. So you don't technically need a fifth starter then. But between April 5th and April 10th, you have six games in a row. So you're going to need a fifth starter or a piggyback situation. Who gets that start? I'm going to put the pitching back up. I'm going Ben Brown. He's the one that's...
Brown.
For the
listeners, by the way, all of our podcast listeners, if you're wondering what we're looking at, it's basically stars. We see a black screen with little pinpricks of white.
You see that because you have a shitty computer. I actually can read the numbers because A, my vision is impeccable, and B, because I have a large enough screen to see this. Now, some of you guys might be watching on television, and this is ginormous right now. And you're like, why are these numbers so big? But not to Michael on his little Chromebook. But
I'm using my phone right now, actually.
It is a shame that Caleb Killian went down. He looked pretty good. His whip was 0.67. Now that's in six innings pitched. But he looked really good. I like what I've seen out of Ben Brown. The strikeout numbers aren't there, but I think the kid deserves a shot. But because of the experience that has already it was Nesky. I mean, he came up 2 years ago. So I bet you he gets the start. It could be Assad. I think he could get the start because of his experience. Or they piggyback it. But either way, I'm not worried. But I'm not worried that they can't fill that spot well.
Right. Yeah.
And not be shorthanded in the pen.
So here's the big question that everybody in the chat, I'm seeing it pop up everywhere, and people have been talking about everywhere. The lefty situation with the Cubs, right? Last year, no lefties. This year, they kind of overcorrected. Let's just say that.
Lefties we have do so, better.
We have so many lefties. And, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, there's just nothing you could do. People are talking about, like, are they really going to have this many lefties? Well, they have that many lefties. Unless they go out and they sign somebody or they move some serious stuff around, that's who we've got. You throw your best pitcher out there, regardless of which hand he throws, right? And if it happens to be a lefty, people tend to like that if that's your best pitcher.
Yeah, and I kind of like what I've been hearing out of Craig Counsell about that handedness thing. He said that in terms of not necessarily the pitching, but he said it in terms of the hitting, you know, that he just wants the best hitters to take the most at-bats.
Oh, my God. Wait. Somebody wants to just play whoever's playing the best?
I know. He's like, I just want good players to play well. And I was like, oh. What a novel idea. That would be sweet. So a couple more injuries. Hap, they say he's still on track for opening day. I mean, if not, it's going to give a kid a chance. And perfect timing. Perfect timing. Crawley's Cubs before we move on to
Ian. Wait. Did Crawley just goose you? You just jumped like you like Crawley popped up actually in your room.
I know nobody saw what I saw because I'm seeing in the green room we have live from Mesa, Arizona, and from the game Crawley's Cubs. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on, boys? How's everything going?
Not as good as it is for you.
Yeah, right. Hey, man, it was a fun game today. Watching Shota Imanaga mow batters down, man. It was a lot of fun, and it was a good game.
Yeah, well, yeah. You sound like you had a good game. Now, you snuck down to the first row, and you were trying to get me to take video of you. I didn't see you, so I mean, were you really there? You're just telling
dude,
me.
I can send,
you're like doing the roller coaster. I'm like, what are you talking about?
The roller coaster. We did all sorts of fun things, man. We were in the very first row. So the way it works is that today, like a lot of, we have a lot of Club 400 people down there, and we bought tickets for the Budweiser, which is in the upper part of the. And so Shota was pitching, and I said, "Hey, man, who's out in Arizona all the time? I said, hey, man, I got to go up to the rooftops, blah blah blah, but I want to get a couple good pictures." So when we walk in, I'm just going to walk right down the stairs, follow me, with some pictures. Well, we walk straight down the stairs, and in the first row, there's nobody there. I said, all right. So we sat down and just were watching the game from the first row behind the plate. And it was great watching the show. I mean, he's absolutely as advertised. I don't know if he even gave up one single ball to the infielders. I mean, he's a fly ball pitcher, strikeout pitcher. That's about what you get. But we were there, and then my rule is if somebody doesn't show up by the third inning, I'm not giving up the seat. So that's all. That's all I'm fucking at.
Squatter's rights, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, you're not there. That's it. You bought those big expensive seats, and you don't show up and lose them. And so we were there, and then the next thing I know, I contacted Marty and Sir William and. But then it was done. That whole first row, which was empty, was completely filled with everybody. So we had a good time.
It sounds like it. I know you were with our friend Steve and everything. And I saw the Club 400 picture of you guys all hanging out. There must have been 30, 40 people, but more than double than when I was there a couple weeks ago. So I miss being there. And I'm so glad you got to see Shota up close, because that was an incredible performance today that you got to witness.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally, Danny, you know what I'm talking about. It's totally different in person than it is when you watch it on TV. And so, like, for me, I'm literally about, like, 95 feet from him, like, straight on. So I can see everything he's doing. And it just, there's so much deception, and everybody's kind of, their timing is off when he does that hesitation. And so it was just fun to watch, man. It's the first time I've seen him in person, and it was... And I absolutely had a blast out there, and I'm not going to lie. I'm not one of those guys who is always like, oh, I called it. But right before David Bodie came up, I turned to the guy next to me, and I'm like, dude, I got a feeling. David Bodie was kind of talking, and he was talking to, like, the other hitters that were coming up. I'm like, I got a feeling David Bodie's going to hit a home run. It was – I got – had an absolute blast today. We were in the backfields. Mark McGwire was back there in the Cubs uniform.
Did you say anything to McGwire? I could see you saying something to McGwire in a Cubs uniform.
Oh, we're losing you, Crawley.
Yeah, we're losing you.
We've had a rough connection this whole time, but now that's quite the frozen. All right, now you're back a little bit. You froze up on us for a moment there.
Yeah, I was just saying Mark McGwire was in the backfields again. Rick Sutcliffe was out there today. Everybody was just having a good time, man. Everyone was having a blast. There's Bo, 1 million Cubs with McGwire, which again, we like to kind of, rub into the face of all the Cardinals fans. But, we had a blast, man. I'm not even kidding. We had probably about 70 to 80 people at the tent today.
I thought you were going to say 70 or 80 beers.
that may not be, hey, look who I got here. So this is like guest star right here. Bill Watts, Fly the Woods.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Hey, Bill. All right.
My birthday brother, man. And so he's out here July 12th. He's out there hanging out. And so everybody's just out here having a good time. We're just really hoping, we're watching the weather close for tomorrow with the prospect game. The weather doesn't look great, but we're trying to keep our fingers crossed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to the spring breakout, right?
Spring. Yeah, you know, if you listen to the last Fly the W podcast, I had Jim Callis on, and it's going to be phenomenal. It's just, if it rains, I'm going to be like, God damn it.
Yeah, I heard that show with you and Cal. So that was really interesting listen about how he hopes that it counts someday. Like you'd win a draft pick if you can win the spring breakout or something. I thought that was an interesting idea, even though it's never going to happen. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like Cade Horton is going to start that game. I don't know if he'll pitch in it, but Jordan Wicks is starting the game.
Are you going to go, you know what I mean? Like, is that a bad thing, you know? And so maybe Cade Horton comes in innings 4-7. I have no clue. This is a first time for all of us. But, yeah, what we talked about on the Father W podcast is the concept of bless them. I joked around with Jim. I said that with that idea, because I know he came up with it.
Oh, man, we are losing you so much. You know, I think I – know what the problem is.
You're breaking up pretty bad, Crawley.
Yeah, Crawley's hat, that hat is like the hat from from the Sandlot. You know, Smalls has that really long bill on his hat, and I think it's blocking your cell reception.
That is a long bill hat.
It literally took me 20 minutes just to get connected into you guys.
Well, it seems like you're in some like warehouse district. Like, are you burying a body? Like, what's going on?
So we are in Old Scottsdale, and we are going to be partying tonight. We got Brendan King and Chris Hagstrom from South Bend Cubs coming out.
Sure,
we got Sam and Hunter coming out from Myrtle Beach Cubs. So I mean, it's literally we're going to be walking up and down this street. So if you kind of see this is where we are right here at R&R, but just the internet connection kind of sucks.
Yeah.
So like this is where we are here. We're in Old Scottsdale. And so we're just hanging out fucking partying.
Sweet, man. Well, wish you the best of luck with the weather tomorrow, and have a great time. You know, hopefully you'll see a bunch of great prospects, because Lord knows the Cubs have them now.
I mean, you're talking about the number two farm system in baseball. I mean, they have depth, man, and I think no one has to tell me about what prospects could or couldn't be, but let me tell you something. You'd rather be in the top five than in the bottom five. And what Jim Callis talked about on the last Fly the W podcast is like, look, here's what they're going to be. Top five, you know, are going to be great team in the future. The bottom five suck. And then everything else, the other 20, I mean, you can just, you know, that's just all a fucking crapshoot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you want to be in the top five.
Well, I was noticing earlier and saying earlier, our prospects this spring have seemed to get a lot of run, and they are kind of showing out. So you're getting to go see that spring breakout tomorrow. That's going to be a great game because, look, you know I'm not a prospect pervert. But what I've been seeing has made me wonder if I should start peeking a little bit.
The one thing I would tell all your listeners, and this has always been my thing, man, is I love going to see the prospects. Let me just give you an example. I went last year. They invited me to Myrtle Beach, and all of a sudden there's this kid, Michael Arias, and he's pitching, and the catcher was Moises Ballesteros, and I wasn't familiar with either of those guys. And you go see them, and you're like, There's something that popped out. It was just different. And so once you start to kind of see some of these guys and follow them, it becomes a lot of fun. I know, obviously, you're like, oh, the company's spending $10 billion on whoever. But if you have a farm system, and that farm system, the Dodgers is a great example of just a farm system that just has a lot of depth. You can do a lot of things. You can bring people up. You can trade them. You can do a lot of things. But I would encourage anybody that is listening to your podcast, the MLB Network, you get all the minor league games. You can watch these teams, and they're great, whether you're talking about and honestly, the broadcasters are top-notch, whether you're talking about Alex Cohen in Iowa, whether you're talking about Mick Gillespie in Tennessee, or whether you're talking about Brennan and BK in South Bend or Sam in Myrtle Beach. I mean, they're great calls. You get to see young players, and it just gives you kind of hope. And you know these – like I said, I've been watching Luke Little for the last 3 years. And so if you've been watching the spring training games, you're looking at this 6'7" guy that's throwing absolutely heat, that's a left-hander. I mean, it's fun to watch these guys come up and start to develop. And I think it's more fun when you have a good prospect farm system like the Cubs do. So I would encourage everybody, because that's going to be on Marquee, and I don't know if it's, I think it's going to be on public TV, Danny, on 26th, on Friday.
It's like rabbit ears?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Well, everyone out there who has rabbit ears on your TV still.
Yeah.
No, but this is something they had a couple. They've had a couple games where they were broadcast on local TV stations, 26, which was the U in the Chicagoland area, and then it was also in South Bend. They're going to be showing this, man, and this is something you really, really want to see. Because with the Cubs, six of their top seven prospects from the top 100 list are going to be there. You're going to have PCA, Cade Horton, Matt Shaw, everyone other than Matt Bush there. And so it's going to be a phenomenal, as long as clouds right now, as the weather, you're looking at one of the top prospect lineups you're going to see. So,
yeah.
You know,
have a great
I'm not going to.
You're breaking up on us pretty bad again.
Yeah, you're breaking up pretty bad, so we're probably going to have to let you go.
Yeah, it's
dude, be safe. Stay off of the scooters.
Yeah, don't ride any scooters.
I love the fucking scooters. I'll look for one right now, man.
And I'll stay on the scooter, but we're going to let you go. Say hi to everybody for us. We love you.
Hey, yeah, hold on one sec. I'll get everybody in real quick, and then we'll say bye. Hold on.
Everybody, come and break up on live. On live on YouTube.
Hi.
I know we got a couple. People don't realize this is like audio. They're just waving.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yay! Hey,
good to see you guys. I do wish I was there. All right.
That absolutely does look fun.
Yeah, it is. Remember, we went. I mean, that was a long time ago that we went.
It was 2016. Happened to be a pretty good year.
See? If they don't win, it's our fault for not going. So do we have a Who's That Cub? Because we're long overdue for a break.
We do have a Who's That Cub. All right. Let's see. Is everybody ready? Let me find it. Make sure I grab the right one. Okay, everybody, put your guesses in the chat. I'm going to pop it up there. We will go to commercial, and you have all commercial, and then we will tell you who that Cub is when we get back. There we go. And if you can see and read scribbles, his signature is right there.
And there's no better time than to subscribe to us on Patreon than right now, patreon.com/sunranto.
All over Chicagoland, there are thirsty, frazzled, overworked Cubs podcasters who are struggling to survive one more baseball season in the dog-eat-dog world of unpaid content creation. But it doesn't have to be this way. You can make a difference. Become a super ranter at patreon.com/sunranto, where your support ensures that poor, sad, pathetic, ugly, loser Cubs podcasters can pay for tickets and beer, and in turn, line the pockets of the baseball oligarch Ricketts family. Just $1 a month can buy a scorecard. $5 a month can pay for guitar strings to write a Cubs song. And $10 a month almost buys one beer at Wrigley Field. Cubs content creators are the lowest pieces of pond scum garbage that slither over the face of this planet. But super ranters help them get drunk and screw off at baseball games. What do you get out of it? The Sun Ranto Show delivered to your podcatcher without stupid advertisements like the one you're seeing and hearing right now. Plus, at other Super Ranter levels, you can get Cubs music, access to private Sun Ranto pages, the Ranter calendar, and special thanks and Ranter recognition in our live broadcasts, plus eligibility for monthly prizes. What does Sun Ranto get out of it? Your money. For tickets and beer. Go to patreon.com/sunranto. That's patreon.com/sunranto. And become a Super Ranter today.
Yeah. If you like the Cubs a bunch, buy your t-shirts from In the Clutch. We've got all the best styles for you. Dansby, Sayre, Morel too. Clark Fly in his double U. Cody Bellinger smoking dudes. Vintage shirts from days of old. Patrick Wisdom and Nico. You'll look sharp wearing your Stro. 10% off with the code S-O-N-R-A-N-T-O. S-O-N-R-A-N-T-O. InTheClutch.com is your store for the most fun baseball shirts on the planet. Don't forget to use promo code SUNRANTO to knock a couple bucks off your purchase. Stack or die, we need more cups. Get it all at In the Clutch. Cause if you like the Cubs a bunch, buy t-shirts from In the Clutch. Get it all at In the Clutch. Get it all at In the Clutch.
Welcome right. back. So, who?
Okay, well, nobody in the chat has gotten it correct, which is surprising. It's 314, people. It's PA Day.
Pi Day!
Yes! Felix PA. Yeah, we all remember the prospect that could not miss Felix PA.
I thought he was like Soriano. I was like, he's like a left-handed Soriano, I believe is what I said about him back then. And then he was the guy that twisted his balls. Remember? It's a twisted testicle.
Yeah.
That's got to be horrible. So we didn't see him much after that, which, you know, sometimes that maybe just takes you down for good. But he had a little power. Yep. But, yeah.
You know, I had an opportunity. I was at the Louisville Slugger Museum in Louisville, Kentucky, and they just had a bin of kind of just like mistake bats, and like it had, I don't know, it was smudged or something, but it was a Felix PA bat, and I could have bought it for like $40, and I didn't do it, and I just kind of kicked myself ever since, because it was like the actual bat they were going to send to him, but it got smudged, and so they put it in this like garbage can bin to sell for cheap.
And now you will forever regret it. And on your deathbed, you'll be like, I should have got the bat.
Someday I'm going to meet Felix PA and I'm going to be like, I passed on buying your bat for very cheap.
And he's like,
and he's going to go, well,
why is this man? He's going to say, why is this weird man talking to me? And
he's going to call security. Somebody get this guy out of here.
Kyle Mitchell in the chat says, love In the Clutch. And so do I. In fact, both Michael and I love In the Clutch so much that we're wearing In the Clutch shirts tonight. If you didn't catch it earlier, here, let's just do them. Let's do the double show. Let's show them at the same time. Show our In the Clutch prowess. I got the Green Day. You got the Browns twirling hand. And we feel like $1 million. I feel like this, by the way, because Nathan Snead, one of the super ranters, wanted to buy the opening day Green Day shirt. And this one fits a little bit bigger, like, in the chest. So, like, if you are between an extra large and a large, I'd go large. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And if you wanted to fit a little roomier, go the XL way.
Well, you know, and Kyle Mitchell said
there after the winter.
Kyle Mitchell is saying he loves In the Clutch. I love when Crawley starts in on a story because it gets me plenty of time to go grab a beer in the middle of that. Like, like back in the day before this was like televised, it was so much easier. I could just get up and leave. You and Lyle would just be chatting away and I would leave. I'd go to the bathroom. I'd go grab a beer. I'd come back. You wouldn't even know I was gone. Now it's much harder, but I did take the opportunity the last time you had the spring breakout lineup up on the screen. Crawley was talking and I'm like, nobody cares what I'm doing right now. And I went and got a beer.
To be honest, I didn't even know you left.
No, nobody did. I just bailed.
Yeah, I was doing other things too. I'm like, oh, Crawley's just going on. Like, he's never going to stop about these fucking prospects. Ah. So, I do want to mention, too, that not only are we brought to you by In the Clutch shirts, 10% off with code SUNRANTO, but also by Permanent Paintings, which is Matt Kammerer's wonderful artwork. It hangs on both of our walls behind our heads. Here, some lucky Patreon patron is going to win the Patron of the Month, and they're going to win this Ron Santo map along with it. And it could be you if you were a Patreon patron. But Matt Kammerer does an incredible work. Etsy is his shop. Look up Permanent Paintings. And also intheclutch.com/Sunranto. Patreon.com/Sunranto if you want to support us. And hashtag chance in the chat. Let's move on.
Danny, I was actually – I did want to kind of backtrack a little bit because Crawley jumped in there, and he's always great. Got to bring him on. But he did mention, talked a little bit about the spring breakout, and you mentioned something about Callis, what the idea was. You wanted to, do we want to talk a little bit about spring breakout here? Like,
well, I mean, not really, because these guys have already been playing. Like, this is not going to be, I mean, there's some dudes on here like Jefferson Rojas that's like highly touted. Ed Howard is back on the field. That's good to see. But like,
Ed Howard with all three of his hips. I'm excited.
Yeah. but I mean, if you're not, I'd love to see Cade Horton. We haven't seen him. Michael Arias would be interesting to see, good young prospect. But, you know, besides that, I mean, we've been seeing a lot of these guys. Kevin Alcantara, Owen Casey's played a bunch. Brennan Davis was playing a bunch before he got into the concussion. I don't think he's out of that.
I was just going to say, like, is Shaw's he still
playing? Triantos has been around a while now at this point, you know, in the minors. So Liendo's been out there. We haven't seen Ballesteros. I mean, but so it's kind of cool. But like, you know, it's not like these guys are a total mystery, but at least we've that's a good thing.
It'll be fun to see them on the same field together. Like, that's you know what I mean? Like, because we have seen a lot of these guys, and honestly, we've seen a few of them together on the field already, but just to see this whole team put together and see what they do, it'll be pretty interesting. I don't know. I'm looking forward to watching it tomorrow if the weather holds out.
Yeah. But there is one of those guys on the list that's playing in that game, if it happens, that it is a contender for what we're calling the King of Spring.
Oh, and, yeah. We have an update. Update. So anybody who wasn't with us a few weeks ago.
Explain what this is.
We noticed that David Bodie seems to just be awesome in spring training. And every year we always get those breakout guys who seem to do great. And we've decided to crown a King of Spring this year. It makes sense. We should do this.
You got to do it. It rhymes.
Yeah.
It's the law.
And it gives us an opportunity to see who's doing what right now on this team, if there's anybody special. And we actually do have some names on this that I'm pretty excited about. So the most hits this spring training, Owen Casey. He's got 11 hits in 29 at-bats. And then I think he's got 4 walks as well. I'm not 100% on that one, but 11 hits in 29 at-bats, and that's going to be it for him. He's no longer with the big league club. He's in the minor league spring training, correct?
I don't know. Did he get sent down? Somebody tell me in the chat. I know that Pete Crow Armstrong got sent down, but I don't know that Casey did. He probably did along with Crow.
Right. I thought maybe he did, but maybe he's still up. But anyway. And by the way, everybody had to have at least 20 at bats because, you know, you can't have a 2,000 or 3,000 OPS because you had 3 at bats or something.
Right.
But yeah, Owen Casey with 11 hits. That's nice. That's great.
So people can see too. I'll put up and these are sorted by at bats because I didn't put the hitting numbers up before. So, you know, these tiny little stars that you can't see on your terrible Chromebook.
Yeah, God, thank God I'm not looking at this thing. My flip phone can't handle that sort of that 4K that we're looking at there. So most walks this spring training, Alexander Canario. The guy is most not
bats too.
Yeah, yeah. He's not like lighting the world up with what he's doing up there, but then because you don't, we don't all notice the walks all the time. Like that's yeah, just not,
he's like walking down there.
Yeah. They're boring. They're not sexy, yeah. But he's got 8 walks right now. That's pretty impressive. Highest OBP is Matt Mervis. Surprisingly, that is not a name I expected to see for OBP, but he's there because he's like, I think he's second or third in hits, but then he's also like second or third in walks.
902 OPS. 304. Only the one home run, no other extra base hits.
Yep. Okay. Now we're getting into the like kind of hot ones here. Most RBI, David Bodie has 9. He's leading this team in driving in runs. Most home runs, David Bodie with 5, leading the team driving in runs. What am I telling you? Like, you know, it's easy to get 9 RBI when 5 of them are just you starting at home plate.
Yeah.
And so, of course, the highest OPS is David Bodie. So he is still in the lead for the King of Spring 2024.
Yeah, but Owen Casey right behind, OPS of 1.041. But if he has surely been sent down, did anybody say in the chat if he's – yes, Casey was sent to minor league camp. Thank you very much, Terry E.
Terry E.
Holy cow. Internship.
Yeah. Holy cow. Wisdom slugging is like Crawley's BAC tonight.
What is Wisdom Slug? I'm looking at I won't make you look out here. 813. 813. That's a hell of a slugging percentage.
Yeah,
that's even higher than Bodie's. And now that brings me to the question though, because you know, so Bodie's King of Spring. He's got that contract that he signed for millions of dollars. They're paying him quite a bit to basically be the highest paid guy in Iowa, that in case everything goes wrong, because doesn't he have something that if you bring him up, that he's got to be up, otherwise you got to release him, or, you know, so they're just stashing him in case of emergency, break glass, and out comes David Bodie to fly around your bases like an airplane.
Yeah, because they don't want to put him on the 40 man if they don't have to. He's not going anywhere. Right. And, you know, and it's almost like every spring David Bodie's like, I'm just going to show out. And maybe somebody will come asking, like another team will be like, hey, that Bodie guy you got down there in Des Moines, like you want to get rid of that guy? Because the Cubs will get rid of him in a heartbeat. Like they just don't want to waste the 40 man on him again at all.
Yeah, but he's not a bad player. And, you know, maybe you have the same issues. And if you had to choose between David Bodie, Patrick Wisdom and Nick Madrigal to be on the team, you know, and those were your 3 choices, who would you choose amongst them?
I mean, I think that's an easy choice. Honestly, I think I go David Bodie out of those 3, if all things are equal, right? But they're not equal. You got 2 guys who are already on the 40, and then you've got David Bodie who's not. But I honestly would not, it wouldn't bug me at all. Well, no, because then they would have to DFA. They would have to DFA Patrick Wisdom to replace him with Bodie, and they're not going to do that.
You're not going to do it. Well, I mean, and so all things aren't equal, but I kind of lean towards Wisdom in some ways. They're kind of the same to me, except for Wisdom has a little bit more, like, I mean, Bodie's got power, no doubt about it, but Wisdom's just, like, hits the more towering home run, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I'm saying off of the bench, right? Because we're not talking about a starting spot here at all. Ever. Right.
In the clutch, Bodie proved himself.
The kid is clutch. He's also better in the field at a number of spots. How about this? I was about to say it wrong, but no, he's a rich man's Master Bony. Really? Yeah. I was going to say a poor man's Master Bony, but he makes way more money than Master Bony. So he's a rich man's Master Bony.
Everett in the chat here says, where's it fly infield girl? And well, she's unfortunately not feeling well tonight, so she's not here. this evening, but she'll be back next week with us. So that we should be mentioning that from time to time, because people are probably like, where is she? And we should say she's not here, but we hope she feels better. And Everett also says the Cleveland announcer called him Boat. Also today, and I don't expect the Oakland A's announcers, because I listen on the radio, to understand what's going on with Chicago Cubs completely and their roster situation.
Those guys are still traumatized from last year. It's hard to pay attention to the game when you're looking for possums or raccoons or whatever that might actually be in the booth with you.
Yeah, so those guys, they were like, who's this kid, David Bode? Like, you know, the Cubs really are high on this guy. He's fighting for a roster spot right now. And I'm like, oh, dude, you don't even know. Like, even though he's seemingly the best player on our team, he doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of making it for reasons, which is kind of messed up if you think about it. I'm just saying it's kind of messed up, and I'm not saying they should get rid of all those other guys just to have David Bode on the team when you don't have to, when they're not that different of players.
Right. Well, yeah, it just doesn't. I mean, unfortunately, you know, and it's terrible. Like, it's really too bad for David Bode. He got caught up in a situation where he got injured. He struggled a little bit because of that. And then, you know, the Cubs were just transitioning from whatever they were doing, trying to put people. They didn't know. I mean, honestly, the Cubs lost their way for like 3 years. I mean, they literally didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, called a rebuild.
Yeah. And well, it's what happened to institute the rebuild, really. Because they just really didn't know what they're doing. And Bode was just in the middle of that. I kind of feel bad for the guy because of that. And the best case scenario for him is that they trade him somewhere else.
Yeah.
I would say look for the Rockies. I mean, he's from Colorado. The Rockies blow.
Yeah, and they do dumb shit all the time. Maybe we'll get a good prospect. We'll get Chris Bryant back somehow. Can you imagine we trade David Bode for Chris Bryant?
Would never happen, only because Chris Bryant would cost too much money. Unless they get that deal Colorado gave to St. Louis when they sent Arenado to St. Louis, and then they picked up like 50% of the largest contract that they had ever signed in their history. Like, what are they doing?
Andy says, I got his autograph. How much you think it's worth? $10.
David Bode's autograph?
Yeah. Unless it's a picture of him flying around like an airplane.
Yeah.
If it's that picture, maybe that's worth more.
Maybe, yeah. I'll bet there's a Bode fan out there. There's a Bode fan out there to give you $10 for that.
His mom's still alive, isn't she? what else did you have in the notes here? King Morrell? Most at bats?
Yeah. Oh, no. So... this was part of you added the other stuff in there, but I was going to we were looking at the King of Spring this year, this first time we've done it. And then I was like, wait, I want to know who might have been the King of Spring last year. And I was like, I wonder if it was Bode last year too, because Bode just seems to, you know, ball out in spring. But I actually looked, and it was interesting. Christopher Morrell had the most at bats in spring training last year. He had the most runs scored with 11, the second most hits in spring training at 14, the most doubles at 4, the most home runs at 4, and he didn't make the team. The fucking team.
We were pissed about it. I remember we were all mad. We're like, because Morrell was our favorite, and then he didn't make the team. And we were like, why do we even watch baseball? Like, what are we doing here? So
he hit 3 more home runs in spring training in less than a month than Madrigal has hit in the last 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then he hit a bunch in AAA, and then they brought him up. He just kept hitting home runs.
He hit 11. I think he hit 11 home runs in 13 games at one point last year. It was insane.
Yeah. So Dylan Cease, who we traded to the White Sox along with Eloy Jimenez for the Buick, as David Kaplan calls him, Carlos Quintana, Jose Quintana.
I keep saying
that. Jose Quintana is now the opening day, named the opening day starter for the Mets this year. So didn't see
really?
That.
Really? No, I did not.
Dylan Cease is on a plane to Korea to play for the Padres after I thought the Padres had given up. So I was not expecting Dylan Cease to the Padres. I wasn't expecting Quintana to be a Met and be the opening day starter because he's the best Mets pitcher, apparently. And it's all topsy-turvy. And nobody predicted any of this. All the smart-ass people that get paid all this money to wear suits and be on MLB Network and be like, here's what I think's going to happen. Well, guess what? Nobody fucking said Cease to the Padres. Not fucking one of you. Not one. That's the only reason I bring it up.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. You were putting that out in the Discord earlier today. Like, nobody had that. It was really out of the blue. But that's an awesome place for him. Honestly, and I say that because of, Yu Darvish. He and Yu Darvish, weren't they on the team together at the same time? Like, wasn't Dylan? No, Dylan, they were in spring training and stuff. So they may have a little bit of a rapport there. They may actually know him. And Dylan Cease could use a Yu Darvish mentor. That'd be amazing for him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just seems like everything the White Sox touch turns to shit. But it also feels that way about the Padres. Like, they tried so hard last year, and they're trying again, and they gave up even more prospects. I'm like, how are the Padres just all full of these prospects that they could trade to everybody? Now, I'm not saying they're number one prospects or anything, but I looked at the list, and I didn't recognize anybody. But one of the guys actually has already played the majors, or is major league ready, it said. Right. Whatever that means.
I'll tell you how that happens, Danny. When you spend $1 billion and you have like Machado and Soto and Darvish and all these guys around your infield, there's no place for a minor leaguer to come up. That's why they have all these, like, we talk about that right now. Like, where are we going to put some of these guys? What are we going to do? We really do need to start training some of these guys who may be ready or maybe a year away, but they're outfielders and we just don't have a spot for them right now. Like, trade them away because somebody might have it. I mean, look at what they're doing in San Diego. All those big contracts, there's no way they can bring guys up.
Yeah, well, look at Canario. We got big contracts in our outfield, too. This guy, yeah. I mean, what's always the knock on rookies? They never walk. He's leading the team in walks right now at spring training. He's leading it. You know, now, maybe that's because he's not swinging. He's just tracking pitches or doing some spring training-y thing. But it's possible that he's just actually getting a good eye, and they said, we need you to walk more. So he went up there and he did it. And maybe that gets him on the team, but he's blocked. He's straight up blocked in the entire outfield, right, left, and center. And I don't know what they're going to do with him, you know. And it's a shame because he needs to play every day. And there's nowhere for him to do it unless Hap's hamstring explodes, which we also don't want to happen.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I mean, that is the opportunity for him is if Hap isn't ready. I would rather see them break with Canario on the team and have four outfielders versus three, because obviously they can, Talkman.
Yeah. And Talkman's already made the team. They told him, which that also doesn't make sense. Like, talk about crowded outfield. They're like, you old man who had a good season once.
Talkman's already in. So we have our four outfielders. We have Hap, Belly, Saya, and Talkman, right? So if Hap goes down, instead of just going with three and maybe adding a pitcher or whatever the hell they would put Canario out there, and give him the opportunity to at least platoon with Talkman or rotate the guys through the outfield. It's been interesting, though. Like, Talkman has been playing right field and Saya has been playing left field because Hap's out. Did you see that the other day?
Yeah. Well, good. Switch it around. I mean, it's not like Saya had a ball fall on his head. Like, maybe that's okay.
Well, and they're all fucking outfielders. Everybody acts like, you know, it's like, oh, well, he's a left fielder. He can't play anywhere but left. They will take a second baseman on this Cubs team and they will put him anywhere on the field. Anywhere. They might even sit him in the bleachers sometimes. They just do whatever the fuck they want with second baseman. But outfielders apparently can't play anywhere except for their position.
Corey Furlong here in the chat says, in the Ewan Caratini trade to the San Diego Padres, the Cubs received Owen Casey, Ismael Mena, Reginald Preciado, Yeeson Santana, and Zach Davies.
Zach gave us a whole season.
You could say that in a way.
And I think we saw Preciado today.
Preciado has been a rookie ball for 3 years, according to.
Oh, okay. Then that's not who we saw.
So
who did we? I was thinking of Palencia. Palencia, not Preciado.
Yeah. Owen Casey is, as David Elliott points out, the only notable one of that trade. And, hey, he's my favorite so far. Like, you know, I've made a little Cubs pod for, and that's just for the Patreon people. Like, we have a Patreon-only RSS feed for the podcast. And I made a little Cubs pod to be like, at what point is a guy ready enough? Like, I don't care about your quote-unquote development plan. Sometimes your plan is not right, and you need to speed things up. Like, why does Juan Soto – now, Juan Soto's a monster of epic proportions. But why does he get to come up at age 19 and Owen Casey does it? That's all I'm wondering. And what makes those decisions happen, especially when a guy shows out like and grows up big and strong like Casey seems to be doing. Speaking of another big and strong guy, because we can skip the Mark McGwire being a Cub. We already talked about it.
Yeah, we already talked about him being there. And we need to get him and Yachty together in their Cubs. I'm going to say costumes. Their Cubs costumes and get pictures of them together.
So it was brought to my attention actually by my boss, you know, that Aroldis Chapman, for the second time in his career, had touched second base. Now, I don't know if you knew about this. There was a game back in 2015 when Starlin Castro was still on the team, actually made a couple errors in this inning that led to Aroldis Chapman actually running the bases after reaching on an error back when pitchers batted. And he
Corey
scored.
Furlong. Oh, no, don't show it. Don't show it.
So if you don't know what I'm talking about, you've been living under a rock. Aroldis Chapman, it's just crazy, and I don't get it, what happened here, but I'm gonna show it. So if you gotta turn it off right now,
NSFW people, not if you're watching this at work, what kind of job do you have?
Yeah. Probably the same one I do. All right.
And if you're listening on a podcast, be thankful.
All right. I'm going to show it. So what I'm showing is just like Aroldis Chapman posted this on his Instagram story, and he's feeling up his mom. There's no other way to put it.
He goes, no, he's going squishy, squishy, right breast. And like, you're like, okay, maybe that was like just some weird joke. But then he switches over to the left breast and gets a little action there. And then does not pull his hand away. Just keeps, I'm going to say, generously rubbing the belly. But we know where the breasts are and where his hand is and where the belly is and like what he's doing.
Well, and there was some explanations about it. Like Jason McKay said, hey, on the Chapman stuff, per source with direct knowledge, woman in the video is his mom. Was an innocent family moment where they joked Aroldis was a mommy's boy and she couldn't wean him from breastfeeding. In the video, he's seen acting like an innocent.
Infant.
And then Jimmy commented with a meme of a... Before that clarification, there's just like a guy, I think that's a Disney character, just like...
Yeah, it's the dad from The Incredibles.
Yeah,
Mr. Incredible.
Looking like, hey, I get it. Before the clarification, like, huh? And then after the clarification, that same guy, but in the dark. Because it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I understand there's cultural relativism that I possibly don't understand about certain social norms. But the fact of the matter is Aroldis Chapman's been playing baseball in the United States for like 20 years. And like at this point, he kind of knows that people would think that was fucked up. Just saying.
It absolutely was. Everett Tosher says, rosin bags?
Yeah. Can you imagine? He's like, he calls his mom out to the mound and he like gives her a couple squeezes before just to get his hands warmed up to pitch.
It's one of the more insane things that I have seen just in general. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Guy Sirius, bass player for the Bleacher Bum Band, says, it's so weird. It truly is. Terry E. says he's working on his changeup grip.
Yeah, he changed up from the right breast to the left breast.
And then Dallas, he's actually writing in from Australia, the land down under. He said, is that Chapman making second base with his mom? Yep. Yes, Dallas. Good morning, Australia.
Yeah, go to work now, Dallas. See how that works. All day, Dallas is just going to have this like 1,000-yard stare, and people are going to be like, what's wrong with you?
What did I just see? did I have anything else? No, I didn't. Hashtag chance in the chat. And you can win a Frank Chance postcard sent to you by me with a message of love and doom. When we come back, we're going to give away the Amazon prize of the month, which that goes to the person who shopped through our links at Amazon.com/stuff and just clicked on any ad there and then bought stuff at Amazon. And then we got a little bit of credit, took a little bit of coin out of Jeff Bezos's pocket, which makes me feel good. It should make you feel good, too.
Yeah, I think he retook. Wait, did Elon retake the most, like the richest person in the world this week? Is it because of our Patreon?
Bernou took them both.
Ah, okay.
Luxury brand, French guy. So there's a graph out there somewhere where you can, and I watched the whole thing. It was like 8 minutes long or something. And it just showed like the 10 world's richest people / families of the last like 30 or 50 years or whatever it was. And all the people that come and go, and like Steve Ballmer, like Microsoft takes a shit and there goes Ballmer. And like, you know, just interesting to see, you know, Bill Gates was on top. Then he crashes. Jobs was there. He goes down. Like, it's nuts.
Someday we're going to do that for Kings of Spring. And it's just going to be David Bodie. And then it's just going to be David Bodie alone. And every year there's going to be a new person that pops up that he loses to.
So sunranto.com/stuff is where you buy all your Amazon things. We'll be right back. Hashtag chance in the chat. And we'll be right back.
Stuff. Hey, Cubs fans, at Amazon.com do you buy lots of stuff? Why not support the Sun Ranto Show by shopping through sunranto.com/stuff? All you gotta do is fill your cart at Amazon with lots of stuff. Then before you check out with all of that wonderful stuff, head on over to sunranto.com/stuff. Of our Amazon links before you buy your stuff. Check out like you normally would with all that beautiful stuff. And the Sun Ranto Show will get a small kickback because of the stuff you bought. And you'll be helping the Sun Ranto Show buy all the stuff. We need to stay on the air talking about the Cubs and other stuff. Plus, you could win a monthly prize if some of your stuff is chosen for Amazon stuff of the month. And if you win, we'll send you more stuff. sunranto.com/stuff. That address again is sunranto.com/stuff.
Do you ever find yourself longing for long walks and talks about catcher metrics? How about a coffee over run differential? Maybe a candlelit dinner dissecting what exactly is the curious case of Miles Mastroboni? If you have, I have just the place for you, the Cubs PS Plus podcast. come join us. Cubs PS Plus, a Northside numbers game, can be found wherever it is you get your podcasts. And on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, all at Cubs PS Plus. A spin on the baseball metric, OPS Plus. Are you ready? I'm ready. Here we go.
This is Fergie Jenkins. You're listening to Sean Randall, the 69th Beth Cup Podcast.
Old Sean Rando.
Yeah, I always forget to play those. I'm like, after commercial, I should play that one and this one with the Ramos Ram.
Hello, the Sean Santo Show, the Chicago Cubs, 69 Best Postcard. Take care.
It's so good.
Sean Rando and the Sean Santo Show, the 69 Best Postcard.
Yep, I love it.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, in the middle of a podcast that's brought to you by In the Clutch shirts. We're both wearing In the Clutch shirts tonight. You should be too. InTheClutch.com/Sunranto and code Sunranto for 10% off. Look at this awesome Dookie shirt. I'll show it one more time, popping it up there. Feeling good in this shirt, feeling good. And also brought to you by Matt Kammerer and Permanent Paintings on Etsy. Incredible Cubs art over there. Go buy some.
I'm actually waiting for, I'm getting the Caitlin Clark, which is not available unless you are a Patreon person or somebody who knows how to get into contact with him and ask him pretty please, because apparently there are people out there that don't like that he's putting that particular one out. But I'm waiting for that one, and I had to go ahead and get the Kyle Schwarber and the Chicago fire map. I just love that one, like showing where the fire was in Chicago and then having Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, it's actually great. Right here on my wall. Isn't that it?
I can't see it very well because I'm on a flip phone.
I'd go get it off the wall, but then you'd see that I'm not wearing pants and I can't stand up too much.
The baggy ass butt of the tighty whities, just not good. Not a good look.
Assless chaps is really what I like to podcast in, just because I can.
You like the leather on the bear skin.
I do. So we
assless chaps and a captain's hat.
Yeah, that's how I roll these days. Hey, I'm turning 50. So I'm going to put up the 20. There's actually 26 items that were purchased through our links at sunranto.com/stuff, where you buy all your Amazon. And what we like to do is each one of these items, and there's some great items up here, Ziploc bags. Somebody bought ransom notes, which that is a little disturbing.
I didn't know you could buy those
pre-printed.
Yeah. Well, and I find this one interesting. The Dreidel Company, Jumbo Fillable Easter something or another. I didn't realize the Dreidel Company might be doing something for Easter.
Yeah. Well, hey, they're just trying to make money, you know. Listen, you sell dreidels at Hanukkah time. That's in the December. You know, what are you going to do the rest of the year? I tell you, you're going to do some Easter stuff. You want to make some money. So there are 26 entries. One of them is not pictured because I didn't feel like screenshotting just one thing because it's only 25 per page that it'll do. Anyhow, we're going to what every single one of these magical. And the only reason I'm doing this right now is because Artie Boucher, one of our longtime ranters, he writes me all the time. He's like, when are you going to do the number picker wheel? I'm like, well, you know, why are you so excited about this? And he's like, I love seeing what everybody bought. And I'm like, oh, I should just do this as a show then.
Yeah, it is fun to see what other people bought. This month is a little dull, I will say, other than the ransom notes. But let me tell you right now, GMK Tech, Mini PC, Intel N100, Windows 11. I bought that. That's me, number one, in your hearts, in your life. I bought that. It's this tiny ass, it's like a 5-inch by 5-inch square computer that I use now to like watch Cubs games and do all sorts of things on the internet that you're not supposed to do.
You're podcasting it from it tonight because you can't see anything on the screen.
I also got a 5-inch screen that came with it, and that's what I'm using.
Well, I've got an item on here too. It's the shopkeeper's bell. Number 18.
What do you need a shopkeeper's bell for?
I'm opening the captain's hat store. I need to catch thieves.
You need to know when somebody's leaving your house?
Yeah. No. It's actually for a show. I'm using it for a show at Trapdoor Theater, Nana, which opens in April. Everybody should come see it. Trapdoor Theater, spelled RE.com. For tickets.
I feel like Amazon just doesn't sell anything Cubs. There's not a single Cubs thing on this list.
There's a few things. But all right, well, let's pick
unless the ransom notes count as a Cubs thing.
Just David Ross, bad handwriting.
Bernie Barron says she has a lot of crap on that list.
The winner is number four. Number four is the winner.
Oh, so close. I could have won.
Well, what was the winner? The winner was the Reelin Undersink Organizer and Storage something or other. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. The number five was me, too. When you were looking at four, number five was mine as well. You
could have won this tiny little Nick Madrigal thermos.
There's nothing I wanted to do more than impale Nick Madrigal's head and fill him. Oh God, that sounded, I'm going to stop right there.
Bernie Barron says, that's me. So Bernie, congratulations.
I like this part.
You won Madrigal.
Bernie's like, you want to pick?
No, we
trust you.
This is always a fun game. Sometimes I like to quiz Michael and IFG as to how much money we got from everybody shopping through the link. How much are we taking out of Jeff Bezos's pocket through everybody shopping at these links? Any ideas? You want, give me a guess in the chat too. How much money did we make off those 26 items that were purchased? You saw the list. I'll put it back up here.
Corey says 70 cents.
70 cents.
Okay. 11.69. This is like, this is right. From Artie. Good
guess. It's a nice guess. $500. Oh, I wish.
69 cents.
It's pretty close.
I'm going to say $4.20.
Okay. Well, nobody really came that close. $2.76. Congratulations. That's $2.76 that Jeff Bezos does not have that the Sun Ranto Show will now put into the pocket of a different billionaire named Tom Ricketts.
There's 11 cents out of every one of those things. 26 things, about 11 cents, $2.76 or whatever you just said.
So I want to just talk a little bit about the Discord real quick because we never do. Discord is a Patreon-only subscription-only there are some parts of it that are free and open to the public, but for the most part, it's just for Patreon people. And we hang out in there, including tonight after the show. In just a few minutes, we're going to go over there and hang out for our post-show conversation with you and talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. But another thing I've been doing in there lately is like doing these questions of the day. And there's a section in there called Rants for Ranters. And I just want to point it out to everybody that I think I would like it if I'll ask a question in there and then people, you can leave like a voice chat on there. The only one that did it so far is Bill Sugas because I didn't tell anybody I was going to do it. So, but that's what's going on over there. Like the other day I had a story about like, do you think Pete Crow Armstrong feels like an idiot with blue hair in minor league camp? Like it's embarrassing. Like you know, he showed up at the party thinking he was going to get with this girl. And, like, the girl showed up with a different guy, and he's just, like, there with flowers for her. But now he's going to be like,
he's over in minor league camp, and all the other guys are like, yeah, your major league dreams faded like that color, didn't they, buddy?
Yeah, exactly. He's just catching all this shit. Exactly. So that was like one thing. And so I asked a couple questions there this week. So go over there and check it out. And also, like, join us on Patreon, patreon.com/sunranto, and then download Discord. We go over there and have a great time. And you definitely want to be there throughout the year. It's where the shank list is, our daily game thread. We have a good time over there. And there's free trials available. So go over there and do that. And part of it is our friend and fellow ranter, Jared, is running a we ran out of room in our one fantasy league, so we're having another fantasy league. If you would like to be a part of the fantasy league, contact me, sunranto@gmail.com. I believe there's already 6 people in it. They're looking for 10. So we need 4 more people. If you'd like to be a part of either another league or a league at all, contact me or go on the Discord and find Jared P.
And if you're already in the first league that we started, that league is going to be a head-to-head league, right? So we play each other. And I believe Jared's league is going to be a roto league, which is a different version of fantasy baseball. So if you did it, it's not like you're doing the same thing twice. You would actually be learning or doing 2 separate versions of fantasy baseball.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to bring up is that we're doing the Ranters basketball bracket. I think that gets chosen on Sunday, I want to say. Oh, we are at 9. Dominic says that we're at 9 right now. We only need 1 more person for the Roto League. So get on that right now. I'm going to drop a link in the chat. This is also pinned on the Ranters the Sun Ranto Ranters Facebook page. It's also in the Discord. I will also tweet this out. It is the brackets, and we do a bracket challenge on CBS Sports, and it's $20 per bracket, and it's a 50-50 split to the winner. There's first, second, third place prizes. The other 50 goes to Lost Boys, who 10% of all Patreon donations also go to Lost Boys. They are our sister charity company, not-for-profit. Levante does great work on the South Side with kids and baseball in a life training program that he has for them, youth empowerment. So help us with that if you'd like to join our basketball tournament. There's no limit to how many people can be in that. It's just that you pay $20. I just dropped the link in the chat. You can sign up. You have to Venmo me at Danny - Rocket with 2 T's. Or you can also PayPal me, which is sunranto, S-O-N-R-A-N-T-O, @gmail.com. $20. And you could be entered to win and also help us raise money for the Lost Boys, which we are also raising money for the Lost Boys on during Rancher Fest, which is a giant festival we're holding May 31st through June 2nd. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a series versus the Reds. It is 3 nights of or 3 days and nights of a hell of a lot of Cubs fan fun. We have comedy on Friday night at Output Lounge. We have on Saturday, we have our 1,000th episode. It's also kind of my 50th birthday party. You know, I'm turning 50 real May 12th. And so this would be a good time to get everybody together. So
hold on here, Danny. Look, lots of people make it to 50. All right. Sure. It's your birthday.
50 is a big deal.
It is kind of, I agree. But whatever, a lot of people make it to 50. Do you know how many podcasts make it to 1,000? Like, none. Like, it is so rare.
Chuggo's like, got it because they've got 5 days a week and they're like a professional operation, you know?
They're going to be doing it for many years prior to this, but they're also funded. I mean, we're not funded. I mean, except for the amazing 109 Patreon people who give us money.
We're not funded like they're funded.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, look, that's a huge deal, and we should celebrate that because so few actually make it to 1,000. And honestly, this is going to be Danny's 1,000th. And I'm thinking like a year we can do my 1,000th. And then in like, I don't know, it's going to be like 10 years before IFG gets her 1,000th. But, you know, we'll figure it out.
I'm having trouble. All right. I'm going to try to share this again. I was told that the link didn't work. And I don't know why. We've had problems with this in the past. It's, you know, CBS kind of sucks. Let me try this link, see if this works.
Everett Tosher says, I was. Bonanza. Yeah. Everett Tosher says, I was 13 when you were born. So, yeah, he's out there in front of us talking shit.
So, yeah, Joe just came in with a Venmo to get in the tourney, and that's Wrigleyville bum. Thanks a lot. And, you know, that helps. Good luck. I think we basically – I'm hoping that we get like – last year we had like 25. It got up to $500. So the winner got – well over $100. Lost Boys got almost, they got like $240 or something. It was $250, something like that. So it was pretty good fundraiser. So, yeah, Joey W said just paid for the bracket. And also hashtag chance in the chat. But a little bit more about Ranter Fest. I put those tickets on sale. They are only on sale right now to the Patreon people. I want to let them get first first crack.
Want them to get first crack because as we said at the top of this show, we like them better than anyone else that's watching.
Yeah. So they get first crack. And because we're raising money for a couple of things at this event, it does cost money to come. I'm flying in Eric Wheelo to perform for us all. I'm hiring Joe Kilgallen to perform for us all. I'm hiring Billy DeVore. I'm putting them up in an apartment for the weekend. I'm buying them tickets in order to entertain us all. You know, I've got the venues to contend with. We've got a lot of things we're going to buy. We got to buy wristbands like this that everybody's going to get to, you know, as a little memento for being at it. And so we have expenses to go. And also we're trying to raise money for the Lost Boys and for a musical I wrote, which I would love to get a demo going of. I'm going to be doing other fundraising efforts with that in conjunction with this. It's called The Game. A lot of you guys know about it already. It's written and I've already talked to I shouldn't announce it exactly yet, but a piano player that you already know about who's interested in helping me get this done, but I got to pay him. And I got to pay a lot of people to orchestrate the thing for me and to get it all ready to go with a next reading and a workshop and get it to the next level. So I got to raise money for that. And so that's kind of what we're going to do for Ranter Fest and for the Lost Boys. We're going to have multiple games and prizes and raffles and t-shirts. And we're also going to play softball and eat donuts on the final day on Sunday. All the tickets for the game are your responsibility. So if we're all going to be sitting in the bleachers for the most part, because it's the easiest place that we could all kind of get together. So if you want to come to any of these games, you don't have to buy tickets to the entire thing either. You can buy it a la carte. You can buy just Friday. You can buy just Saturday. You can just come and hang out with us on Sunday and eat donuts and play softball. You can just hang out with us at the game. Those tickets will go on sale on opening day to the general public. That gives us 2 months to plan ahead, but just get your Airbnbs, get your hotels booked. And I have Infield Fly Girls coming. It's just going to be a huge festival. I'm working on getting Johnny Onomatopoeia out to come out. So it's going to be awesome.
So Dallas says in the chat, this is a blast from the past. I remember Sun Ranto was always one more episode than Ivy Envy. Needless. Shout out to Corey, Andy, and Kurt.
Yeah, and that's some other people that I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to get an Ivy Envy reunion at Sunranto's 1,000th episode. I'm trying for it. I've asked Corey. I'm like, make it happen, my brother. So
you could get. So for people who don't know, Ivy Envy was the best Cubs podcast out there before we came around, of course. Yeah. But yeah, they were great, and they haven't been doing this for a number of years. This would be a reunion. This is like, I mean, if you would pay to go see the Who, the Eagles for the 27th farewell reunion time, like pay to just be there and see Ivy Envy reunite. I heard that those three guys haven't seen each other in 5 years.
Well, Kurt's been in jail, so, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So. Andy has been touring Europe.
Yeah, Andy's just been touring Europe reading poetry. So Nathan Sneed from Texas says flight and Airbnb booked. Tom says wait, I missed Tom. Got my Saturday night ticket. Can't wait. And see, well, and John Pickett says the Quad City Stranglers, which I don't know what that's in relation to. Oh, probably Corey and Andy and Kurt, because Kurt's been in jail. See, he takes me too seriously. So that's all I really have about all that stuff. I would just want to say it's going to be a really great time. It's going to be a freaking blast. Other announcements. Opening day, like actual opening day, not Wrigley opening day. I'm going to go out and hang out with the CHGO people. Oh, I can't believe I said it that way. Chuggo. Over at Country Club, they're having a little event, and it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Cody, he invited me last night, and he goes, invite anybody you want, and so I'm inviting everybody. And so I just dropped the link in the chat. If you go to the allchuggo.com, allchgo.com, and then click on their event link, you'll find it. And then it's really easy to get tickets. It's free, unlike our event, which will cost you. I want to mention something about the.
But
the
again, money. They're funded.
Yeah, they're funded. Yes. But this is something I would really like to raise a lot of money for Lost Boys, for the game, my musical. And so that's why ours costs money. So as much as I would like just love to make this a big free open party, I also really want to make this. This is a fundraiser. This is a benefit. It's a benefit event. And so it does cost money, but I try to make it really affordable. You know, like the comedy night is $15 a la carte. The Ranter Fest is $25 a la carte. And so it's like $40. And I'll even reserve you a table for $50 if you want to do like the VIP table. I know that a couple of you guys already reserved your VIP tables, which is nice because then it's going to be packed in there. I'll say that much. So anyway, I just wanted to say about the price. I felt bad charging everybody. I really do. I really feel bad making people pay. But I also love writing big fat checks to Levante and to the piano player that I've hired, who I know everybody's wondering who that might be. And I'm not going to say until I'm ready to announce it. But I like when people guess.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. Danny's actually understands what it means to be an artist making money doing your art. And so he's paying everyone to be here versus asking them to do it for free, which is what so many corporate gigs want to do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Always looking for, you know, a handout, these corporate guys. No, they expect you, even the Cubs, you know, the honor of singing at Wrigley Field. Like, do you think they pay the anthem singers? No. I didn't get paid to even do the minor league game. They're like, no, you're going to want to do it for free because it's your exposure. So, like, I'm not going to do that. Pika says Mama Rocket is a hard bargainer.
Well, she can play some piano.
Yeah. So, what fantasy league? Oh yeah, and we're also raising money for our fellow rancher David Lieb. I'm going to drop one more link in the chat. He's doing an event, which is an overnight walk called Out of the Darkness, for mental health and suicide prevention. A very good cause. So if you are so inclined, please help David out at theovernight.org. I just dropped the link, but you can search it under David Lieb, I believe, and find him.
And if you're on, if you are on Discord, if you're a Patreon,
David's
subscriber,
on there.
We are putting that in. We actually have a new thread that is charitable causes, right? So if you have a charitable cause, like a legit one, not like give me money, then you know you can put your stuff in there too, and you know we can use this group to do better for the world.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know, together we could do things that we can't do alone, and it just feels good to be a part of the ranchers. It's just a really big part of who I think we want this podcast to be, to kind of not just stand out from the other shows, because, you know, we talk about baseball, but we don't get into it maybe as much. We're not like a sports show. I think we're more of a Cubs cultural phenomenon.
we're like the WWE. We're sports entertainment, baby.
Yeah, exactly. So speaking of entertainment, we do have a Cubsler this week, and we had only three correct answers, right?
Yeah, let's go over the last week's Cubsler. I had no idea this was so hard, but apparently it was, because we only had three answers. But let's go through this. This is last three week's
answers. We had a lot of wrong answers that came in.
Yeah, we did have a lot of wrong answers. So, 1/3 of his dongs in 13 got him paid by his fourth team. Not quite big, Lebowski, you old goat. All right, let's walk through. The answer was Donnie Murphy. All right, look, if you go to the 2013 Cubs, like there's only that, that's a small list. And if you look, Donnie Murphy hit 11 home runs that year. He hit 33 in his entire career. That's 1/3, people. That's like, I thought that was just such a giveaway, you know, and then got him paid by his fourth team. So this was funny. He hit those 11 dongs and the Cubs signed him for an extra year, paid him $825,000 to come back, and he was injured for the entire 2014 season. He did not play for them.
Corey Furlong says, this matches Grover Loudermilk to a T.
Who the fuck? I asked him, this is not the Cardinals create a player.
Grover Loudermilk. Why, I oughta.
Yeah, but no, so got him paid by his fourth team. His fourth team was the Cubs. Now, if you look on Baseball Reference, it's a little bit deceiving, because he played for Florida for 2 years and Miami for one. That's the same team, people. It's the Florida Marlins. It turned into Miami Marlins. Same team. So it looks like the Cubs were this fifth team, but in reality, the Miami and Florida Marlins are the same team, so he did not change teams.
They just changed their name, yeah.
So it was a little awkward there, but still his fourth team. And then not quite big, because the contract was not quite big, but also not quite Big Lebowski. So it's not Big Lebowski. Who else is in the movie Big Lebowski? Walter and Donnie. Shut the fuck up, Donnie. That's like one of the biggest quotes from Big Lebowski. And you old goat, you're a Cubs fan. The old goat in Murphy. Cubs lore, yeah, is Murphy. Come on, people. It's like I just wrote his name for you right there in the thing. I don't know how you didn't get it.
At least it could have even been Daniel Murphy, I guess. You know, he played for the Cubs that little bit of time.
Yeah, and I will say, a lot of people did say, shut the fuck up, Daniel. But that's not the quote from Big Lebowski.
So I have the Cubs, the three winners here, John Pincus, Jared Pat, and David Elliott got the correct answer. So congratulations.
Well, and here's the great thing. I don't think any of these three have won yet.
All right. Well, one of them's going to win right about now. The Cubsler. The Cubsler. You win, Michael Cotton screaming in your ear. And it is Jared Pat.
Oh, you just can't wait for the parrot jack, can you?
Parrot. It sounds like parrot now. So, all right. So what's next?
Okay. So
next Cubsler. Look,
so just so you know, the winner each week, randomly picked, gets me doing their voicemail. Every correct answer gets put into the grand prize game. And right now in the grand prize game is a Ronnie Woo Woo talking bobblehead. Brand new. Just in the box, talking bobblehead. I don't know if it works because I don't want to try it and break it. And also, I have a brand new Cubs giveaway Wrigleyville jersey. The one that they gave away in 2023 at Wrigley Field, I got one of those too. It's an extra large.
Ooh.
It's very thin. It's very much like the ones that they are wearing on the field this year, but it's the one that they gave away at Wrigley Field last year. I have one of those. So those are two of the prizes. More will come later. All right. So this week, get ready. Here we go. This, I hope, is going to be easy. God, I hope it's going to be easy. This Cubs player had his seven-letter name called June 7th, 2007, became a free agent 7 years later. OPS plus was 7. He scored 7 runs. He walked 7 times. Come on, people. Like, I'm giving it to you.
All
I'm
right.
Just giving it to you. This one is easy. There's no, you don't have to figure out like a Big Lebowski quote or Back to the Future or anything. This is Cubs stuff. Should be able to find this. All right.
Corey says, that is my birthday and I don't recall any of this. Well, that's
Corey looks really bad. I will tell you this. He looks freaking terrible for somebody who was born June 7th, 2007. I mean, my youngest son was born in 2007. So much better looking than Corey.
So hashtag Chance in the chat, and you can win a Frank Chance postcard sent to you by me with a message of love and doom. I do have a TFC, and it's from IFG, and she's not here. I thought I'd surprise her with her being the TFC for today, but it has to do with this. Well, first, let me show the picture of this guy. You know, Trevor Bauer is trying to catch on with a team and nobody wants him. And he's just like, he paid to be on this like Japanese showcase squad. And
he's like a 30-year-old man on a travel ball team.
So this guy who, I mean, freaking, first of all, what's with the freaking karate uniform with the gold trim and all that? And the cop shades and the greasy hair. Like you look like you're Don Johnson wearing curtains.
Yeah. I'm like the 1970s porn industry called and they need you back.
Yeah.
Right?
He looks like a Donald Trump Jr. stunt double. Is who he looks like. It's like when Donald Trump Jr. does too much cocaine and falls over, then like this guy comes out. And he's like, I'm here with my gold lame. So
that's anyway, awesome.
This dude with a handmade sign, and the guy can't draw for shit. Like it looks like an 8-year-old freak. An 8-year-old could make a better sign than this guy. No color, just black and white. This guy's got no freaking flair whatsoever. Camps out in front of MLB headquarters in New York City in Manhattan, looking like Don Johnson, freaking Donald Trump Jr. stunt double guy with a Let Bauer Play sign in black and white. And some guy took a picture of him and tweeted it out. IFG, Infield Fly Girl, she wrote, dude looks like he's not allowed within 500 feet of a school or playground.
Well, that's why he's outside MLB headquarters, because that's nowhere near a Little League field.
It's nowhere near an actual baseball field either. It's downtown Manhattan. They put the stadiums.
Mike Waller in the chat. Don Jr. trying to be Bradley Cooper. That's exactly
Bradley
what it
Cooper
looks like.
Playing Don Jr. in a movie. Yeah.
Terry E. says it's Trevor Bauer's lawyer.
So, I mean, dude's blackballed. He's done. Like, he is finished. And, you know, it's all the neckbeards on Twitter being like, I should get him. Everybody that pays Elon Musk for a blue check mark seems to think that Trevor Bauer is like a decent pickup. It's like, no, yeah. Bro. No, it's done. There's plenty of other talented guys. And Trevor Bauer absolutely was a talented pitcher, but he didn't even go to freaking he didn't even do well in Asia.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's think about it here. There are not that many jobs in Major League Baseball. It is really fucking hard to get that job. But one guy who's a pain in the fucking ass is not worth it, because there are other guys. I mean, we're talking about guys constantly on this team that we're like, where are we going to play them? Where are they going to fit? What are they going to do? And this dude thinks he could just do whatever the fuck he wants, go pay to play in Japan. And then I love the fact that he struck out like some single A baseball players for the Dodgers. And he's like, I'm elite.
Yeah. He was touching 99. I'm like, you were not touching 99.
Rollis Chapman was touching 99. That's what he calls his mother's breasts.
That's his mom's bra size. That's 45. Remember that song? Bra size 45. Bra 45. You ever hear that song?
No, I did not.
She wore a bra size 45, and I couldn't believe my eyes. Yeah, 99 double D's.
Danny listened to the worst radio station ever when he was a kid.
Dr. Demento. That's an
old Dr. Demento.
Yeah. So everybody go Google that song or YouTube it. It's out there somewhere. All right. Well, hashtag chance in the chat. We still haven't given that away. But real quick, I do want to thank all of our Patreon subscribers, all 109 of you. There are free trials available. Please join us and join us afterwards in the Discord tonight after the show. Thanks for tuning in. Like and heart us and do all those things on the way out. John Pincus in the chat put change, hashtag change. It's actually hashtag chance. Yeah, he's got it right now.
By the way, I will say that Pincus inspired this week's Cubsler. And so I'm just going to say right away, Pincus is in next week for the answer. Unless he gives me a different answer that's incorrect. And then I'm just going to make fun of him all next week.
So here we go. Hashtag chance in the chat. It's your last chance to do so. And you win a Frank Chance postcard sent to you by me with the message of love and doom. Here we go. I press the button, and now it is spinning faces in my face.
A lot of people in this one.
A lot of people. Who's going to be? Oh, and
John Pincus.
John Pincus literally looking like a devil in his Facebook picture. with his scary-looking mask on. Congratulations.
Vote Pincus if you want change.
Yeah. Hope and change, Pincus.
Oh, no, I meant like Pincus will throw like pennies at you.
So hashtag, what am I going to say? I was going to say hashtag change in the chat. No, I would like to thank our sponsors, Matt Kammerer's Permanent Paintings, also In the Clutch Shirts, our super duper ranchers, Blake Beard, Rogue Wave Creative, Mike Waller and the Cubs PS Plus podcast. Find us on any podcast app, Facebook, X, Insta, TikTok, search the Sun Ranto Show, share us with your friends. We have a website that's sunranto.com. And after all that, Spagog, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Come join us in the Patreon for a little bit. If you, or in the Discord, if you're a Patreon person. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And we're going to talk a little bit more about John Pincus throwing change at people.
Spagog.
Spagog.
A bobblehead Saturday in the rainy month of May. A smattering of bleacher fans were waiting at the gate. The fans began to stream to go see their favorite team. They made three separate lines to pass through security. There was one man who had a plan and knew just where to go. Front to section 504 and down to the first row. He had come prepared for rain with a plastic poncho. He'd get revenge with his girlfriend without getting soaked. And he'd sit there in the rain for 7 hours straight. He'd sit right through the weather that had made the game delayed. With his plastic poncho on, he'd sit all afternoon long. That's why I'm writing Poncho Boy this song. The cat bag check with Bleacher Jeff, he picked the slowest line. While Poncho's line moved faster, of betting in the crime. For unbeknownst to Jeffrey, a few weeks in the past, he'd saved seats in his section, making Poncho pretty mad. He'd come back from Iowa to teach Jeff a lesson. He claimed Jeff's customary seat in Jeff's usual section. For the tickets, they both held said general admission. Revenge will be served cold and wet, no respect for tradition. And he'd sit there in the rain for 7 hours straight. He'd sit right through the weather that had made the game delayed. With his plastic poncho on, he'd sit all afternoon long. That's why I'm writing Poncho Boy this song. Jeff got to his section, he said,
what have we here?
A rookie season ticket holder who maybe comes to 20 games a year. I'll buy you a couple beers if you give up that seat. If not, I'm gonna shame you in a notorious tweet. But Poncho Boy, he wouldn't budge, he wouldn't move a muscle. The seat that once held Bleacher Jeff now held a soaking couple. The driving rain poured off his poncho, pooling into puddles. While Bleacher Jeff stayed warm and dried out in the bleacher tunnel. And he sat there in the rain for 7 hours straight. He sat right through the weather that had made the game delayed. With his plastic poncho on, he sat all afternoon long. That's why I just wrote Poncho Boy this song.